Begin the current daf. Mesechtes Bava Metzia, daf Yud Gimel. Begin on the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Five lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara introduced another Mishnah on this theme about Metzia, about finding things. So the Mishnah said, if somebody, a random person, finds a shtari chayv, loan documents, which obviously there's two people here, there's a lender and there's a borrower, said the Mishnah, it depends. There's a machlikas Remeir and the Chachamim, and Remeir says, if there's a chayis nechasim, if there is could be collected from incumbent property, some people that purchased from the borrower, then you don't return it, because then Bezdin's going to collect from them. If there's no chayis nechasim, meaning the only one that you could collect from, there was no responsibility taken, there's no lien on this property, so the only one that could be collected from is the borrower, then, says Remeir, then you return it, because then the court will not collect from them. That was the opinion of Remeir. The Chacham disagreed. They said, no, in either situation, you don't return it to the lender, because the courts will collect from it. So the Gemara asks, what is the case talking about? And that is because, either way, it's difficult. If the borrower admits to the loan, so who cares that there's a chayis nechasim, why wouldn't you return it? He's admitting that he owes the money. And just like any person could owe the money and admit, so then there was that loan that happened which had lien on his property, and therefore, of course, he could collect from the lekuches. And if he doesn't admit, then even when there's no chayis nechasim, then why are you returning it? Because although the lender is not going to collect inappropriately from the Mishabadim, but he's going to be collecting inappropriately from the Bnei Charin, from the available ones, from the borrower, because the borrower's denying, he's saying, I don't owe him the money. So now the Gemara answered that it's talking about where he does admit. He admits to the loan that he owes the money to the lender. But the reason why you don't return it when there is a chayis nechasim, because we're concerned that maybe they wrote the document for the loan to happen in Nisan. However, things get delayed. The loan didn't happen for another 6 months until Tishrei. Now the problem is, this 6 month interim period, which the loan actually didn't happen and there was no lien, it's written like it did happen. And therefore, they're going to collect inappropriately from those who had bought from this borrower in that time period which he had not yet taken the loan, but it's documented as if it was already, and he's going to collect from those people inappropriately. So the Gemara asked, then what, every document that comes in front of us, we should suspect that maybe, although it's a regular loan document, maybe it was written 6 months earlier. But the Gemara says, no, a regular document doesn't have any inherent flaws. There's no flags on it, so we have no reason to assume that it was done like that. Here, where it was found on the floor, so that's what's called a reyesa. It's already isra. There's something already here that gives us reason to concern that why is it on the floor? Because it must be something flawed about the document. Why? Because it wasn't really such an honest document. The loan happened 6 months after it was written, and therefore we say, that type of situation, even if the borrower admits to the loan and everyone's agreeing it should go to the lender, we don't return it to the lender because the lekuches are going to lose out because of that. That was how the Gemara explained, as we'll see on this daf, different interpretations of the halacha of the Mishnah, but that was the Gemara's interpretation. Now it's on that the Gemara continues and asks, Elohad itnan, but then this that we learn in the Mishnah Baba Basar. Mishnah says, a general rule, Kais min shtar l'leiva. The court is allowed to write a document for a borrower, afa pishein mal ve'imoy, even if the lender is not with him. Meaning, he could say that me, the borrower, I borrowed $1,000 from that lender. So even though the lender's not here, we don't see the loan happening, we could write for him that loan document. On that, asked the Gemara, look at chile hechikazvinu, how initially are we allowed to, the Mishnah over there is saying, you're allowed to do that. How initially could we write the document for the borrower, but we should have concern for what we just described and why we don't return the document in this case. Maybe they're writing it now for the loan to happen in Nisan, but v'leilava Tishrei, maybe he's not going to borrow for another 6 months until Tishrei. Then, the ones who buy from this borrower in that interim period of 6 months, who really, the lien was not yet active then, are going to be collected from, because the document is going to say that it was from this date, that there was already a lien, and they could be collected from, but it really didn't happen. So why do we initially allow ourselves to write a document for him when there's no lender around, we don't see a loan, when that might create a situation of causing a loss for lekuches? So on that, Amar Ravasi says, as we continue on top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we're talking about in that Mishnah Baba Basra, specifically of what's called Bishtari Hakna, regarding documents of acquisition. In other words, this borrower is not just writing a loan document. He's writing a Shtar Hakna, meaning he is acquiring his assets from today to this purported lender, whether he borrows money from him or not. Even if it's going to be at a later point in time, he's already creating a hakna to him on his assets. Dashi benashi. So he actually did create the lien already. So that's why we have no concern. Because you're right, a regular loan document, if there was no loan yet, so there's no lien, then that would be a problem. This guy already creates the lien automatic, even if the loan didn't happen yet. So therefore, any lekuchas that come after this point, really, halachically, could be collected from. Now, that the Gemara asks, ihachi, if that's the case, that, but by a regular document, which is not hakna, then we don't allow ourselves to write it when the lender is not around, only if we see the actual loaning of the money, because or else that will be, take us back to the question that, well, we should be concerned for that type of concern. The Gemara says, you're right, there is such a concern. By shtar hakna, there's no such a problem, because it's actually creating the lien. But anything that's not shtar hakna, we won't actually allow ourselves to write it if we don't actually see the loan happening. So then the Gemara says, we're really back to the question. So masnit in the Ketani, our Mishnah that said, im yesh behen achrayis nechasim lo yachzer, this document that this random guy finds on the street, says if there's achrayis nechasim, if this is a type of a loan that if the borrower defaults, he could collect from after the date of the loan, from anyone that bought fields from him, we said then you don't return it to the lender. Now, v'kimna kashachayiv moed, we had explained in explaining the Mishnah, which is talking about where the borrower admits to the loan. Now, so then we said, if he admits to it, why don't we return it to the lender? So we said, because maybe it's talking about that it was written as if the loan was going to happen in Nisan. But actually the loan didn't end up happening until Tishrei. And we said it's going to create a problem that the lekuchas are going to be collected inappropriately, and therefore we don't return it. Because since we have reason to suspect, there's already a flag that it was found on the floor, maybe it really had this problem too. And that the Gemara asked, but why? Am I lo yachzer? Why can you not return it to the lender? Nechzi, let's see. Ibishtar hakna, if this is that type of a document, which it says that he acquires already all his assets as a lien, automatically, even if there's no loan, so hashibit le nafshi. So he already did indebt his properties and his self to that lender or whoever that person is. So then he could collect from lekuchas even if the loan didn't happen until 6 months later because there was already a shibud. And Ibishtar de la hakna, says the Gemara, even if it is a document that's not hakna, where he did not acquire automatically all his assets, well then lekelemeichish. Then there's no reason for us to suspect this concern of shemakas of luvas benishim lelova tishrei. Why? The ha'amid, because you just said, ki lekemalva b'hadei, when the lender is not there and giving money in front of us, we do not write such a document. That Mishnah Baba Basra that says that we do, that there's reason to suspect because we write it for the borrower, even if we don't have to lend around, is only by shtar hakna, the way Ravasi said it. So, maman of shachs, either way you look at it. If it's a shtar hakna, okay, he's already indebted, and therefore he could collect from the kuchas. If it's not a shtar hakna, we have no reason to suspect because we don't write such documents. The cipher, the scribe, the court will never do it because we have that concern. So what's the concern? It's never going to happen. So, Amalei Ravasi, Ravasi says, you're right. Avagav deshtar delav hakna, although a document which is not hakna, which is, has not acquired automatically from this debtor to the creditor, kileka malva b'hadei l'kitzvina, when the lender is not with him, we don't write it, but masnit in our Mishnah, kiven the nafal, istrolei, since it fell, so that, as we mentioned in the previous daf, is a flaw. And therefore we're concerned that maybe it happened and they did right. You're right, we usually don't. But we're concerned that maybe they did. Because they could, and then after the fact it is a valid document. We just have that concern, maybe it didn't happen right away. And we are going to suspect it, even though normally we don't, because again, that we found it on the floor. So that's how Rav Asi explains. It's not a contradiction for the Mishnah Baba Basra, because usually we won't. And that's why we'll write it from only by shtar hakna. But this document, even though it's not a shtar hakna, and therefore, we should have no reason to suspect. We do suspect that maybe it was still written inappropriately. That's one answer. Abayama, he gives a different approach. He says, this that we learned in the Mishnah Baba Basra, that we're going to write a document for the borrower even without the lender, which again, we had asked, well, why would we do that? That we should run into the problem of Shemakas of Lilavis Benisin, Vilelavat Tishrei, says Abaya, Eidav Bechasumav Zochanoi. The witnesses with their signatures on the document already merit the assets of the debtor to the creditor, and says Abaya, v'afilu shtar delav hakna. Even a document also that's not of hakna, automatically there is a shibud through the signatories of the witnesses on the document. And therefore, even if the lender is going to come to collect from this date which is written now, even if the lending didn't happen until 6 months later in Tishrei, it's not collecting inappropriately. The reason being is because, like as we said, the witness's signature already merited to him. From the day that they sign, there is a schus of a shibud right at that point in time, even if the loan of the money didn't happen up until Tishrei. Now, continues the Gemara and says, the reason why Abaye explained it with his reason, not like the way Rav Asi had said it, that it's a certain type of a case of shtar kna, rather Abaye gives a general halacha that it's actually by any document, because eidav bechazum hazachanla, even by a regular loan document, the witness is signing already creates the shibud, is because mishum dekashile, because he had a difficulty with Rav Asi's interpretation. Because kiven da amrit b'shtar de lavakna, since you said by a document which is not a shtar kna, not a document of automatically acquiring your assets to the other person, you said kiles lamalva b'hadei l'kisvina, when the lender's not there, we don't write. So says the Gemara, Abaye held lekala meichesh de'ikri v'kasam. Therefore, we have no reason to suspect and be concerned that maybe it did happen and they write, because we don't. So therefore, Abaye didn't say like Rav Asi. But now that we learned in the Mishnah that we do write, we are concerned maybe that they wrote it to borrow and they didn't borrow, which the Gemara surely is going to ask, what does that mean? Abaye is saying, any document we do write. And the reason why we write is because automatically there's a shibud. So essentially what the Gemara is answering through Abaye is that, oh, we do write, and therefore there is concern that maybe they did a loan didn't happen until 6 months later. But the Gemara is going to ask them, well, why didn't you return it? You just said that every single document automatically creates a shibud from that date, even if the loan didn't happen until 6 months later because of the signatures of the witnesses. So then he is collecting appropriately. So why wouldn't they go ahead and return it to the lender? What would be the reason for concern? But first the Gemara asks, Elohaditna. The Gemara first asks Nabai's interpretation from a Mishnah later on, the Fitchesim and Alf. Mishnah tells us, Matzikite Nashim. Somebody finds a divorce document of a woman. Or Vishachir Avadim, the emancipation document to free a slave. Or Daitiki, which Rashi here says it refers to the command of a dying person, which the term Daitiki refers to Da Teku, which is that this should stand. In other words, where just the words of the dying person is like it was written and given over to that person. That's that type of a document. Or Matana, which is a document of gifting of a healthy person's gift. Or Vishavarm, which is a receipt, which is the payment, a payment that happened. So regarding all these documents, says the Mishnah later on, if somebody finds it, harizu lo yachzir, you don't return it to the individual. Now, why didn't you return it? Why wouldn't you give it to the woman? Why wouldn't you give it to someone who the receipt was written for him? Why wouldn't you give it to that person? Says the Mishnah, shema kesubim hayu, because maybe they were written, but v'nimach aleim shalilitnim. But the person changed his mind and decided not to give it. So though seemingly you find the woman's get, you should give her the get. You find the gift or the record of this person that it's his gift, you don't return it to that person because maybe he had never ended up getting it. Because maybe the one who wrote it changed his mind and it fell from the one who was holding on to it, who had it originally written, didn't want it to give it. Now, on that the question asks the Gemara Nabaya, v'chinim lecha leim ayhava, even if the guy changed his mind, what's the difference? For Amrit, but you Abaye said, Eidav bechasumav zachan loy, that automatically the merits and the rights happen from when the witnesses sign on the document, even before anything happens. You said there's no reason to be concerned for the 6 months later of the loan. That, what do you mean? So how is he going to collect from the lekuchas? No, the actual merits happen right away, just with the signatures of the witnesses. So here also, who cares if he changed his mind? We didn't give it this chus, as if the guy already gave it from the moment that the witnesses signed. So the Gemara answers, no, Hanamile, when did we say that automatically the witness's signature creates a schus for that person? That's Hecha de Kamot Liyadeh. That's where ultimately it reached that other person's hand, even at a later point in time. Then we say that the witnesses had already merited him to collect from the date that was written in the document. But if it never reaches his hand, then we never said this halacha. It was only if ultimately it gets to him, then that merits that he had already had was written in from the date that it was signed on the document. But if he never gave it, then he never merited it, and then he wouldn't get it. And that's why we wouldn't return it, because maybe that halacha the Mishnah was talking about, that we're concerned that maybe he changed his mind. Now, based on this interpretation of Abaye, Rashi asks, this that we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos that says that documents of a debt that are either predated, are the predated documents are going to be possible, but if they're post-dated, then there's no problem about collecting from anyone inappropriately, then it's going to be kosher. How's Abaye going to explain the halacha if there's never a predated document according to Abaye? Because any time automatically that you write it and you sign it, even though the event, the loan, whatever it is, didn't happen until later, it's not considered predated because the schus happens right at that point in time. So, and that says Rashi, you could say that it was that you actually, the writing was predated before the signing. That's what's going to be possible, because then you're going to collect from the lekuches from the time that it was written, although the Eidei B'Chasumah only happened, let's say, the day later. Or Rashi says, it actually could be talking about where they wrote it and they signed it in Tishrei, but actually in the document, the date written was actually Nisan, which was also confusing. That's Rosh Hashanah, Vishtaris. That's where they got confused, but it was actually the signing and the writing was actually on a different day, and the date was written earlier than when that actually happened. That would be a problem of Shtari Chayva Mugdamin, because or else a regular document wouldn't have a problem of Mugdamin, because anytime this, if it's written and signed appropriately, even if the event doesn't happen, according to Abaye, that would be at that moment when this chos happens. But the Gemara continues asking, and now asks from the halacha of our Mishnah. According to Abaye, El Masnid Negetani, our Mishnah that teaches, Matzei Shtari Chayv, said that if somebody finds on the floor a document of a debt, so the Mishnah said, "Im yesh b'merchayis nechasim lo yachzir." If there is a shibud, if there's liability to collect from incumbent properties from other people that purchased from the borrower, then we said that you don't return it to the lender. And says the Gemara, "Vokim the kishachayim." We had explained the halacha of a Mishnah that is talking about where the borrower admits to the loan. So if he admits, so why not return to the lender? So he had said, "Umishim shem akasav lulvis benisim malalova tirshir," because maybe that they had written for the loan to happen in Nisan, that's the date written, but actually maybe the loan didn't happen up until Tishrei, and therefore he's going to collect from those 6 months inappropriately, and therefore we don't want to return it to the lender, because although the borrower admits, yeah, he would pay up, but he's going to collect from the kuchas, therefore we don't return it to him. On that, says the Gemara, Bishlem le Ravasi, this is very well understood according to Ravasi. The Amad that he said, which he explained that the halacha in the Mishnah Baba Vasa that says that we do write for the borrower, even if the lender's not around, Bishtari Akniyasa. He said, no, that's only told by a certain type of a document, where the guy right away at that point in time is being makna, the schus in his stuff, to the lender. So, Muki Losa, he could explain the halacha of our Mishnah, Bishtari Delav Akniyasa, by a regular document, which was not makna. And therefore, we said that you can't return it. Ukidarmina, like we said, because since there's a reyesa, because we found it on the floor, so we're concerned that maybe, although we usually don't write for the borrower, we don't write it before we see the actual loan, maybe it happened and they did write, and therefore it really is a predated document, and therefore he wasn't so concerned about it, and that's why we ended up finding it on the floor. That's why we're not going to return it, because we have to be concerned that maybe, even though it's not a shtar kinyasa, which we usually don't write without the loan actually happening, maybe they did. And maybe the loan didn't happen up until 6 months later, and he's going to be collecting from Lekucha Shleikadin. But as the Gemara according to Abaye, that he says, just the witnesses signing already gives the rights to that, let's say, the lender, Samayik Lamema. What are you going to say? What's the concern? Any document, even if the loan didn't happen until 6 months later, doesn't make a difference. The rights do happen from Nisan, even if the loan doesn't happen until Tishrei. So what's the concern that we found it? That maybe they didn't lend it right away? Who cares? He did have the rights, and he would be able to collect appropriately from those lekuchas. So now the Gemara says, Amlech Abaye would tell you that a different interpretation in our Mishnah. Masnit nahi yitayma, the reason for the halacha of our Mishnah is the chayish leperoyin ulekinyunya. Because we're actually concerned that maybe the borrower had actually already paid up the money for this loan to the lender. And actually, this document that this guy found on the floor actually fell from the pocket, let's say, of the borrower. Now, this that he's admitting, that I didn't pay up, why would he admit that? Why would he want to owe if he already paid up? What that is, what's called a kanunya. It's actually a scam, that they're planning to do regarding all the people that had purchased land from the borrower, where he had sold it without responsibility, meaning if something happens to this field, let's say one of my other creditors come and collect from you, I'm not paying you back. Those people who had bought from him are now going to be collected from by this lender, because that's the halacha when he defaults on the loan. So then, since the document that he had with the loan is could he collect from lekuches, the lender, although really is not owed that money, he's going to say, wink, wink, I owe you that money. Oh, so then anyone who had bought from me after the date of the loan could be collected from. And then they're going to split it between the two of them. Because really, of course, if he paid him up, he's not going to want to owe him again. But they're going to make believe that he owes him the money, and then he could collect from the borrower's lekuches and split it between the two of them. That's why when there's a chayis nechasim, even though the chayiv, this borrower, is moedi at mitzvah owatim, we don't believe, we're concerned that maybe it was paid up and they're just doing this trick, and that's why we don't return it when there's a chayis nechasim to the lender. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ula Shmuel de Amar, according to Shmuel that he says later on, we're not concerned, as he says in the next daf, for payment and therefore then to have this concern about this kanunya. In other words, Shmuel is not concerned when you find a document that maybe it was already paid up. And therefore, he says, even let's say in the case where the borrower does not admit that he owes the money, he says, we give it to the lender. Why? What do you mean? The borrower is contending that he doesn't owe the money. How do you know to believe the lender more than the borrower? So Shmuel says, because if it was true that the borrower would have paid it up, he would have torn up that document right away. As Shmuel says later on, if someone finds a shtar knoa in the marketplace, you return it to the owner. Because why would you leave it? It might get into the wrong hands. Rip it up right away. Now, that's even when he doesn't admit. But for sure, when the borrower admits, for that reason itself, that from the day that he paid it up, he would have torn it up. Therefore, there's no concern to say that after later in time, maybe they would make in this kanunya, because we're not concerned that there was a payment. The kanunya is only based on the concern that maybe it really was paid up and they're just doing this game to collect from his lekuchas. No, he says you can't even get to the stage of kanunya because we have no concern that it was paid up. If it would have been paid up, the borrower would have ripped it up right away. So therefore the Gemara asks, so according to Shmuel, that he says that there is no concern for Peroin and hence for Kanunya, so Maya Klamema, what are you going to say? How are you going to explain the halacha of our mission, as the Gemara explains? Hanicha Isab l'Kravasi, it makes sense if he holds a Kravasi. The Amad Kravasi says that when do you write a document without the lender around, without seeing the loan? That's Bishtari Hakna. That's only by a document of acquisition. So then, Muki Masnit and Bishtar de Lavakna, so then Shmuel would be able to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, the way Rav Asi had said it, that it's Tumah Shtar of not Hakna, which, again, although we usually don't write it, and therefore we should know that the loan had happened, but it could be it happened, and therefore we have to have this concern of Shem Akasa Lilz Benitzim Loi Lava Tishri. But Eli Isavar Kabaya, but if Shmuel holds a Gabaya, the Amad that he says, Eid Bechasum of Zachan Loi, that automatically there's no concern of Kasa Lilz Benitzim Loi Lava Tishri, because the moment that it was signed on, which was then a Nisan, automatically the Shibit happens at that point in time. So Michael Amema, what are you going to be able to say? Why wouldn't you return it to the lender? The whole way we explained for Abayev Halacha the Mishnah, according to his opinion, is that maybe we're concerned for Peroin the Kanunya, but you can't say that for Shmuel because he's not concerned for Peroin. Now Rashi asked that, what is the Gemara trying to figure out? How would Shmuel work out in the interpretation if he held like Abaya, where similarly it's obvious that Shmuel does not hold like Abaya? Because if he held like Abaya, then why would Shmuel say, as the halacha we actually just referenced before, which is going to be Shmuel later on, where he talks about a shtar hakna, where someone found, then he returns it to the lender, and we're not concerned to give it back to the borrower because we're not concerned for Peroin. But according to Abaya, there is no such difference. Because even if it's not a shtar hakna, we said according to Abaya, you can return to the lender anyway, because automatically every document is already like a shtar hakna, because eidah b'chasum of zachon loy, and since Shmuel is not concerned for Peroin, so that should apply not just for a shtar hakna, it should be for any document, because we're not concerned that it was paid up. So why would Shmuel say specifically shtar hakna? It sounds like it was like Ravasi, not like Abaya anyway. And that says Rashi, that's not a difficulty. Because actually Abaya admits that, as we mentioned this idea before, where if the document never reached the hand of the creditor at all, where let's say in a situation where the borrower is not admitting that it actually happened, then you could say this concern of kasav lulavis v'loy lava. Because it's only when it ends up happening, then we're not concerned, because even if it happened 6 months later, but ultimately it was this chos happened right away. But if the loan never happened at all, or it never reached the hand of the lender, then Abaya, of course, would be concerned and say, okay, how do we know to believe it to the lender? Maybe the borrower is right. Maybe he never borrowed in the first place. Therefore, Shmuel only said his halacha by shtar hakna, where there shtar hakna, that's automatic. That is going to go to the lender, even if the loan doesn't happen, because he was already makna automatically to the lender. Abaya's halacha contrast, however, is only if it ends up getting at least to the hand of the lender. Therefore, it's not a contradiction in principle if Shmuel could be like Abaya. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. If Shmuel holds a Gravasi, fine. But if he holds like Abaya, how's he going to interpret the halacha of a Mishnah? So that actually says the Gemara, Shmuel muki lemasniten, kesha ein chayiv moida. Different than we were explaining the Mishnah up until now. Up until now, we were explaining, everyone was agreeing to the principle, how you understand the contradiction seemingly about when there's a chayas nachasim, you don't return it, and if there's no chayas nachasim, then you do return it. We were saying that the bar admits, but still we're concerned, whatever the concern is a for a parayin the kanunya, or it's for maybe shema kas lava tishrei. Shmuel actually will hold, if he holds like Abaya, so he can't say Rav Ashi's approach, or he can't say Abaya's approach because of his other halacha. So that Shmuel would explain the halacha of a Mishnah, when the borrower does not admit to the loan, to the writing of the document. In other words, that the borrower says, it was never written. This was a forgery. Now, Rashi says, so then why don't they just do a kiyum b'chaisamav? Why don't they just validate the signatures? And that says Rashi, as we mentioned this idea before, since the document fell, so that's automatically a flaw in the document. So we say that because it was invalid, that's why he wasn't careful, that's why it fell, and that's what we believe the borrower to say. Even if we would actually verify the documents, it would be so real-looking, we believe him to say that it's a forgery and we're not going to return it to the lender. So that's actually why we don't return it when there's a chayas nechasim. So the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, okay, fine. So we understand that half of the equation, why we're not going to return it when there's a chayas nechasim. But then ki ein b'ayin a chayas nechasim amai achzer. Then why did Rebbe Meir say that when there's no chayas nechasim, it could only be collected from the borrower, not from all the other people that bought from him. But why do you return it? Although that now the lender will not be able to collect, let's say, inappropriately, because the borrower is claiming that the loan never happened, this was a forgery, so he's not going to collect inappropriately from Mishabadim, but he's going to be collecting from the borrower himself, but the borrower is claiming it never happened, the lender is claiming it does. So what right do we have to give it to the lender? So that the Gemara says, Shmuel Tameh. Shmuel goes according to his opinion. The Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Oymahir Meir, who is the Tana, will come to explain, Shtar Chayiv, Shein B'Chayis L'Chasim, Shmuel holds in your Meir. That a document of debt that doesn't have a chrayis of nechasim, that the loan cannot be collected from incumbent properties, that actually in gaiva leim mishabdi veleim lechari. Such a document not only cannot collect from mishabodim, it actually cannot even be collected from available properties from the borrower. And the reason being is because that if the borrower does not admit to the loan, this document that did not create a shibud nechasim is not a document at all. And essentially, it's like a milval pes, like an oral loan that doesn't even, it's even has witnesses. It's like it doesn't even have witnesses on it because it's not considered a document. A document would be a verification written with Shibun Chasim. If there's no Shibun Chasim, says Shmuel in Reb Meir, we don't even look at it as if it has witnesses at all. And at the most, it would be an oral loan. And that's why you're not going to be able to collect from the Nechairin. So therefore, we don't have that concern. Now the Gemara asks, "V'chim achas shein agayva?" So then I understand the halacha. If the lender is not going to be able to collect, not from mishabadim and not from even neichayrin from this document, again because there's no shibun chasim, which Rameh holds it doesn't qualify even as a shtar, and we don't even view the witnesses on it as if they're testifying to it. So it's really just the oral loan, which is the borrower's word against the lender's word. So he's not going to collect anything. It's not my axis. So why do you return it to the lender? What does he need it for? So Amr Nosim Oishi says, "Lots up it's luchusei shalmava. It's to be able to use that paper as a covering for his flask of the lender. That's what the utility that he has. That's what we went in the mission that we said we returned to him." But then the Gemara asked, "But benahadu lehu laiva, lots of pizza chusish shalaiva. Then why not return it to the borrower that he could use to cover his flask of the borrower's flask? Because the jury's still out about who's right. He claims it never happened. He's claiming it did happen. So okay, so he's not going to collect from the borrower, but why do we give it to him as a piece of paper? Give it to him as a piece of paper." So I think Mar says no, because Leibu, who, as we continue to Amad Beis, the Amar, his whole claim was Lahoy Dvar Me'olam. He said that it was a forgery, that the loan never happened. If he denies the whole loan from its conception, then obviously it's not his document. It's not his piece of paper. It's obviously the lender who has the forged document, so he gets the paper back. But he can't go ahead and use anything for it. And therefore, that's the explanation according to Shmuel in the Halach of the Mishnah. So far we said three different interpretations. In the Halach of the Mishnah, we had Rav Asi's interpretation, and we had a Bai's interpretation. Both of them were saying that the Leiva is Maida, but why don't we return it when there's a Chayas Nechasim, meaning when there's no Chayas Nechasim, obviously we'll give it back to the lender because he admits and he could collect just from him. When there is a Chayas Nechasim, the reason why we don't is because a Rav Asi says, Shemakas of Livitz Benisim Leilava Tishrei, maybe the loan didn't happen until 6 months later and then he's going to collect from the Kuchash Lekedin. And a Bai, who said that there is no such concern because of this halacha of Eidim Bechazum Mezachalai, he said the reason why you don't return this is because actually we have a chashina leperoin lekanonya, because maybe since it fell down, so we start, there's a flag here already, so we start saying maybe he really paid him back and it's some scam that they're doing, and therefore we don't return it because maybe that this is one big game. And then the interpretation we said for Shmuel, again, if he holds like Abaya, is because of this halacha. It's actually Shmuel l'shitasai. He's going to say that it's ein chayiv moed, that actually he doesn't admit to it. So that obviously explains why there's a chayis nachasim, that you don't return it to the lender because it's his word against his word. Then why do you return it when there's no chayis nachasim? It's because, you're right, Shmuel holds that he's not going to have to collect anything. But so why do you return the piece of paper to the lender? Is because the borrower says that there's no such document. If there is one, he must have forged it. So obviously a piece of paper belongs to the lender. And that's why we return to the lender in the case of when there is no chayis nachasim. Those were the three different interpretations, which was focusing on Reb Meir's opinion in the halacha of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings two different interpretations, which are focusing on the machloikis of the Mishnah, which is Reb Meir and the Chacham, who disagree and hold, in all situations, we don't return to the lender. So Amar Belazer, he says, machloikis, the disagreement in our Mishnah, is b'she'in chayiv ma'ida, is when the borrower does not admit to the loan. So what's the machloikis? The Reb Meir Sava, he holds, Sushtar She'im Bechrayas Nachasim, when there's a document that doesn't have, that cannot be collected from incumbent properties. So Reb Meir holds, which is really like how we just explained Shmuel, if he holds like Abaya, is, Eina Goyva Loim Mishabdi V'Loim Nechari. You can't collect with such a document, not from Shabadim, and not from B'nei Chayrin. So therefore Reb Meir says, when there's a Chrayas Nachasim, of course, if the borrower is denying the whole claim, we're not going to return it to the lender because it's he says. And therefore, we can't give it back to one of the two parties, which might cause a loss to the borrower. But when there is no chayis nachasim, then there's no collectability for it anyway. So what? The piece of paper, which was forged, okay, so give it back to the lender. That's what Reb Meir holds. For Rabban Sabra and their Rabban hold that, no. For this, ultimately, we do consider it a document on some level. And this is the point that they disagree, the way we'd explain Shmuel's halacha in Reb Meir was that it is at least, you're right, it's not going to be a milvah ksuv b'shtar because of this concern, but we will view it as an oral loan, albeit, but still there's witnesses testifying to it. So the Rabban hold, mimishabdihu delagavi, you're right, you cannot collect from it from mishabadim when there's no achrayis nachasim, but mimnechari mikvagavi. You could collect from available properties from the borrower with a document that doesn't have a chayis nachasim. Now, that's why when the borrower does not admit that we don't return it, even when there's no chayis nachasim, because since it fell, so it's already erased, and we say that it was a forgery like the borrower said, and therefore, we believe the borrower that it is a forgery, because or else the guy wouldn't have dropped it if it's a real document, and that's why we don't return it, because then he will be able to collect at least from the chayrin from the borrower. That's what says Rabbi Elazar is the case of the machlekes Rami and the Chacham, again, when Ein Chayiv Maida, which was again how Shmuel had explained Reb Meir, and really it's based on that principle that Chama and Reb Meir disagree, where Reb Meir says, therefore it's not even a document at all, when there's no Chayis Nachasim, whereas the Chama say, no, it is a document at least to collect from the Chayrin, and that's why we're not going to return it to the lender, because he's going to collect the Chayrin from the borrower. But says Reb Elazar, when the borrower admits to the loan, says, yeah, it fell, oh, it must have fell from the lender, because I stole all money. Says Reb Elazar, Divrei Kol Yachzer, everyone would hold Reb Meir and the Chacham, and that you do return it to the lender. And what does that mean? What is Reb Elazar obviously saying? That we're not concerned that maybe he really paid him up. And they're doing this Eitzah, this counsel of this scam, meaning not like Abaya, and totally not like Reb Asi. Because Reb Asi had also said that in the case of Chayiv Maida, we don't return it because Shema Kasav Lilzib Nisim Lilavat Tishrei. The way Rabbi Elazar is saying it is only according to like the third interpretation that we had said of Shmuel. That's their machlekes in such a case. But if the borrower admits, then we do return it. We're not concerned for Shema Kasav Lilzib Nisim Lilavat Tishrei. And moreover, we're not concerned for Peroin Kanunya. Rabbi Yechanamer, he gives a different interpretation, the Allah of a Mishnah. He says, no, machlekes kishchayiv maid. The machlekes Rabbi Yechanam is when the borrower admits that he owes the money. So what's the machlekes? Reb Meir Sava, he holds shtar she'im b'chrayis nachasim, a document that does not have a shibud nachasim. So look, mishabdihu delagavi, he's not going to collect from mishabadim, avam nechari migvagavi, but from the available ones he'll collect, which is from the borrower, and that's why you return it because the borrower admits to the loan. Fine, but Rabban and Sava, the Rabban hold no. Even if there's no chrayis nachasim and the guy admits, so why wouldn't you return it? Is because mishabdi namigavi, because actually they hold that even when there's no achrayis nachasim written in the document, the lender could still collect from Mishabadim. As the Gemara on the next daf will explain, the Chacham hold what's called a Chrayis Talas Seiferhu. Regarding the ability to collect from incumbent properties, even if it's not written in the document, it must be a scribal error, and we do allow him to collect from lenders, because no one's lending money if you cannot collect, if he's going to default and you cannot collect from his properties. So since he is going to be able to collect from the borrowers, therefore it takes us back to the old problem. Even though the borrower is admitting, and there's no achayis nechasim written, but since he could collect from the mishabadim, we're concerned that maybe he was really paid up, and that there is a concern of kanunya that they're doing the scam between the two of them, as Abai had mentioned that concern. That's how, again, Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlekes, when the borrower does admit. But continues Rabbi Yochanan, Abba Kusha Ein Chayiv Moida, but when the borrower does not admit to the loan, meaning, even if he admits that it was written, but he says, I paid him up, says Rabbi Yochanan, Devriya Kolayachzer, both opinions would hold that you do not return it. Why? The Chashin Leperayin, because we're concerned that maybe he paid it up. And therefore, since there is such a valid concern, and of course we have a flag here that, you know, this guy dropped it, we believe the borrower that he paid it up. And there is such a valid concern. Again, not like how Shmuel had said that we're not concerned for being paying up, which was really how Rabbi Elazar was going in his first interpretation. So Rabbi Yochanan takes the other extreme. Rabbi Elazar says the machlekes is when he does not admit, and everyone agrees when he does admit that you do return. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the machlekes is when he does admit, but when he doesn't admit, then everyone agrees that you do not return it because we're concerned for payment. Says the Gemara, Tanika Vaseid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, and also hence, Vitiyuvta Rabbi Elazar Bachada, which refutes the interpretation of Rabbi Elazar on one point, Vitiyuvta the Shmuel Batarati, and refutes Shmuel, who Rabbi Elazar was going like him on some level also, it refutes Shmuel's interpretation, which was the third interpretation we gave for Remeir's opinion, on 2 points. What's the Braisa? Says the Gemara. Matzah Shtari Chayv. The Braisa says, if somebody finds a document of a debt, a loan document, and there is a chrayis nechasim, that there is a collectability from incumbent properties, says the Braisa, even if both the borrower and the lender admit that the loan is extant and it's owed, it should really go to the lender, we are concerned for kenunya, as we mentioned what that means before, that maybe he really did pay up, but they're just doing this plot to collect from the borrower's consumers. So, lo yachzer. Since it is a chayis nechasim, you don't return it, neither to the lender or to the borrower. Now, ein bem a chayis nechasim, let's say there is no collectability from a chayis nechasim, from the consumers, from the mishabadim. So then says the braitza, bizman sha'alai v'mayda, when the borrower admits that he owes the money to the lender, then you will return it to the lender, because here there's no possibility of kenunya, because he's not going to have to collect from the mishabadim anyway. So if he is admitting himself, so good, let him collect from the bar himself. Now, ain't a loy v'mayda, but if the bar does not admit, even if there's no problem with the mishabadim, there would be a problem collecting from himself, then loy yachzer loy lezeh v'loy lezeh, div remeir. So then you don't return it neither to the lender nor to the bar, says remeir, because shahay remeir, because remeir said, shtari sheyesh b'machrayis nechasim. When you have documents that have achrayis nechasim, that's when gave him the chasim mishabadim. That's when you collect from the chasim mishabadim. And that's why we don't return it to the lender, even they both admit, as we said, because we're concerned for kanunya. But Remeir's opinion is, v'she'im ben achrayis nechasim, when there is an achrayis nechasim, then gave him the chasim nechar, and then all you could collect from is the available properties, and therefore, if he admits, then of course, let him collect from him, because there's no problem with kanunya, because he's not going to collect from nechasim mishabadim. That's why that's the case Remeir holds, that when he does admit and there's no achrayis nechasim, that's when you return it. The sages say, no, no, they hold that you never return it. Even when there's no achrayis nechasim, and even when he's admitting, because there's still a concern of kanunya over there. Why? Because even when there's no achrayis nechasim written in the document, he could still collect from nechasim mishabadim. And therefore, there's still going to be concern for kanunya. That's the braisa. So that's actually exactly how Rabbi Yochanan had interpreted the machlekes in our Mishnah. Now continues the Gemara, so that's Tiyuvta Rabbi Elazar Bachada. That refutes Rabbi Elazar in one halacha. Why? Because the Amal Remeir, Rabbi Elazar had said in Remeir, he said, Shtar She'im by Chrayis Nechasim, that a document that does not have a Chrayis Nechasim, which was going according to the line of Shmuel, that you cannot collect from Nechasim Mishabadim, and neither from Nechasim Necharin. Now, Bukamer, and moreover, Rabbi Elazar said, Bein l'Remeir, Bein l'Rabbanan, l'Echeshin l'Kenunya. Not like Abaye, he was not concerned for the halacha of Kenunya at all. There's no, we don't have that concern. Now the problem with that is, Rabbi Isaac told us, first of all, Shtar she'im achrayas nechasim. The Brisa said that a document that does not have achrayas nechasim, it's only mimisham dehuda lagavi. It said clearly in Remeir's opinion, it's only from a shabbatim that you cannot collect. But from Bnei Charin you could collect, not like the way Belazar was going on Shmuel's halacha that, oh, of course you'll return it, even when he does not admit to it, when there's no achrayas nechasim, because he won't be able to collect from it anyway. Why not? The Brisa says that you could collect from Bnei Charin even if there's no achrayas nechasim written on the document. Moreover, the Ketani, also the Brisa told us, that Bein L'Remeya, Bein L'Rabbanan, that we are chashin l'kanunya, that we are concerned for the kanunya, which Rabbi Elazar had said, no, we don't have that concern. Because the Ketani, we learned in the Brisa, it said, Afa pisha shnei emaidim, it said that even when they both admit, the bar and the lender, that it fell from the lender, it said, when there is achrayas nechasim, lo yachzer lo lezeh v'lo lezeh, not going to turn to either one of them. Alma, obviously we see from the Brisa, because chashin l'kanunya, we are concerned for kanunya, which is clearly not like Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara asks, Vohani Tartihu. What do you mean? You said that there's only one refutation of Rabbi Elazar, but you just mentioned actually two of them. You mentioned regarding this halacha of Remeir, regarding if there's no achrayas nechasim, Rabbi Elazar was claiming that, okay, then he would hold you cannot collect not only from not from Shabbatim, which is not written in the document, but then you can't even collect from Necharin, which the Brisa says clearly you could. And moreover, you mentioned another refutation, which is regarding this halacha of is there concern for kanunya? Rabbi Elazar says, no, there's no concern for kanunya. And therefore, when he admits, oh, of course, I wouldn't agree that you could give it back to a lender. Because we're not concerned that they're making this scam to collect from his lekuchas. Not true. The Brisa says clearly we are concerned for kanunya. So why calling it one refutation when there's really two? So that the Gemara continues, Habib B'dalam and Aleph. No, chaduhu. It is one. Because the chad tamhu, it's really from one source, it's one reason that required Rabbi Elazar to say both halachas which are being refuted from the Brisa. In other words, the mishum de ka'amar Rabbi Elazar machlekes b'she'en chayiv ma'idah, since Rabbi Elazar interpreted the machlekes na mishnah, when it's talking about a case when the borrower does not admit to the loan, so hu mitaretz hachi. That's why he had to explain and say that in a case when there's no achrayas nechasim, that not only could you not collect from Mishabadim, you could not even collect from Necharim. And again, that's how he was able to explain in Remeir, that's why you return it when, even though he's not admitting to it, when there's no achrayas nechasim, because since he had to conclude by saying that, but when, meaning that was in the case when he does not admit. So if he doesn't admit, so how would Remeir say that you return it? He says. So that's he was explaining. Oh, why is that? Because you cannot collect even from the Minei Chayrin. So, of course, we have no problem giving back to the lender. Now, moreover, since he was explaining that, which was the one point being refuted, that he had to say, because he was talking about, that the Mishnah talking about when the Chayiv, when the borrower does not admit, the inference was then automatic to say, oh, I'm saying the Machlek is only when he does not admit. But when he does admit, obviously then everyone would agree that you do return it. So by default, he had to say, that must be because we're not concerned for Kanunya. That was the outgrowth of his interpretation, meaning because he said the halacha of the Mishnah, which was that one point of in chayiv ma'ida, which is being refuted by the Brisa, additionally he then had to say that everyone agrees when chayiv is ma'ida, which is the second point being refuted from the Brisa. It's really two, but it's coming from one source. Now, that was the one refutation of Rabbi Elazar. Not to you, to the Shmuel, but there's a refutation of Shmuel on two points. Chadak Rabbi Elazar, one is like Rabbi Elazar, which are these two points, which that halacha of Rabbi Elazar was, the way you interpreted was coming from the halacha of Shmuel, which as we said, that Shmuel had said, that if you don't write a achrayas nechasim in the document, not only could you not collect from Shabbat, you can't even collect from Bnei Chayrin, which is the Hamuki Masnitin B'Shein Chayiv Moider. Shmuel had said, again in that interpretation that Shmuel's like Abaya, that the Mishnah is talking about when the labor does not admit, which is really the same as Rabbi Elazar's interpretation. So that's one refutation of Shmuel. V'chada, now one more refutation of Shmuel is for a different halach of Shmuel. Because the Amr Shmuel says, is brought later on the Tazayin of Beis. He says, Matzishtar hakna b'shuk. If somebody finds a document of acquisition in the marketplace, where, again, as we said, you can't say in such a case, custom lilvis lilova, that maybe it was written and it wasn't borrowed, because even if the guy didn't borrow, it's automatic shibud nafshe that he's meshabed himself. So that's what Shmuel said, yachsel abayim. So you return it to the owner, you're going to give it to the one who the hakno was to. Meaning, v'loi chashinu l'perayin. So obviously, the hakno automatically happened, even if it wasn't, the loan didn't happen. But there should maybe be another concern, that maybe, okay, maybe that hakno happened, but maybe he paid him up. Says Shmuel, no, you'd give it back to that guy, because we're not concerned for the payment. meaning even if the borrower does not admit, he denies, and he says that I paid it up, because Shmuel says if he had paid it up, he would have torn it up right away. So that says the Gemara to Yufta. That halacha of Shmuel is refuted from this brisa. Why? Because the Ketani halacha we learned in this brisa that said Afa Pishashnei Moedim, it said even if the lender and the borrower both admit that it really should go to the lender and that the loan is still around, said the brisa, Lo yachzor lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. You don't return it neither to the lender nor to the borrower. Alma chashin leparayim. Obviously, why? As we had explained, the whole concern is for kanunya. If they both admit, so what's the concern? No. Maybe this, how is there kanunya? Kanunya is based on the principle of maybe it was really paid up. So why is he admitting? Because I have no money. He's going to click for my lekuchas. Great. Take from them. We'll split it. Now, but that's based on the premise of payment. Now, says the Gemara, v'chol shekein hacha, so then all the more so here in the case of Shmuel, to loy moideleiva, where Shmuel says the borrower is not admitting. And still Shmuel said, we're going to return it to the lender. Why? Because we're not concerned that he paid it up. He would have paid up, he would have ripped it up. But based on the principle of the Braisa, for sure in that case, the Chayshin Leperoin, that for sure we should be concerned for a payment. Because if even in a case where he admits that he didn't pay it up, still we're concerned that really he did pay it up, but we're concerned for Kanunya. So for sure when he denies the claim, for sure the Braisa would hold that we are concerned that he paid it up. And therefore, that's obviously refutes Allah of Shmuel, who says that we're never concerned for payment, because if he had paid up, he would have ripped it up, and we would never have found such a document. Now, this second point that refutes Shmuel is not a second refutation of Rebbe Lazar, because he says this Allah of Ein Chayiv Moedi, when the borrower does not admit, that you don't return any document to be collected to the lender, because this that your mayor says you return it is only because, as we had explained, because you cannot collect with it. As we said, because Toma, when there's no achrayas nachasim, you can't collect from Mishabodim or from B'nei Chayrin, that's why you return it. But Rebbe Lazar would agree that any document that you could collect with, that you would not return to the lender, and therefore that's not refuted from the halacha of this price. So that's how the Gemara concludes and says that the interpretation of Rebbe Yechin halacha of our Mishnah, which is the way he explains this, is only when the bar admits. That's where we have the machlekes, but when he doesn't admit, then we don't return it according to everybody. And when he does admit, that's the machlekes for Meir and the Chachamim regarding if there's no achrayas nachasim, could you collect from the Mishabodim anyway? Chamhol, you could, and therefore they said you don't return it. Meir says you cannot because there's no achrayas nachasim, therefore you do return it because he's admitting, and if he's admitting, fine, so let him collect from the borrower. But again, when he doesn't admit, then everyone would agree that you don't return it, which is not like the way Shmuel and Reb Lazar had said in the interpretation of the halacha of our Mishnah.